Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrapper screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Like there was a pause, like you were waiting for another cue. I was like, there's nothing else I can do. I hope they do this. But then you were right on it. You really killed it. Thank you. Everyone's in the holiday spirit, I guess. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But we're coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. My question to you now is, did any of you turkeys make a name tag? It was funnier when I wrote it down. Oh, wow. We got maybe 6 or 7 to choose from. Oh, there's one over there, too. Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What'd you change it to?
Chris Saw.
The Texas Chris Saw Massacre? Yeah. But it's the lights are really pretty. Never seen such beautiful lights flashing around Leatherface and that scary ass movie. What's this business here up front? Can you pass that up to me for a second? Look at this, you guys. Yeah, the Pop-Tarts is an unnecessary complication. It's in a three-ring binder, a plastic three-ring binder deal. And then it's got, you know, you couldn't, I guess you can't staple anything to this, so you had to use one. What are these things called? What's the official name? Binder clip? Okay. I didn't, you guys said it with such passion. Abram Diary. Because your name is Abraham?
Abram.
Okay. And I do got to say that I like Johnny Depp with your face in there kissing his face. And Johnny Depp's kind of like, what? Yeah, that's fun. And then there's Pop-Tarts on the back. You just hope that one of my guests is a Pop-Tart addict. Pop-Tartaholic. All right. Interstellar, what'd you change it to? Inter-E-Cellard?
Yes.
That's your name? Isella. That's exotic. I mean, you could have just put that name into any title and I would have been like, okay. Makes sense to me. And you got like little Christmas lights around yours too? Is that what those are? Can you turn them on? Well, I don't know why you didn't turn them on. Oh, that is They're little blue lights like it's in outer space, you guys. Very nice job, Isela. Good luck to you. I feel good about you. The guests are out back there. They're secluded, so they don't know. They haven't seen the name tags yet, so we'll see what happens. But I my money's on that one. Let me decide which three are going to get picked. The Chainsaw Massacre. I can't say it again. Can't pronounce it. And Pop-Tart. Which is, I hope all your friends call you Pop-Tart from now on. It's a good nickname for you. Doug plugs New York City this Sunday at the Gramercy Theater, and then the 12 Guests of Christmas the next night. Has been sold out for months now. The next Doug Loves Movies after New York City is San Antonio at the LOL Comedy Club on Saturday, December 3rd at 4:20. Austin, Texas, December 12th. And don't forget about my annual California holiday taint shows. Stand up December 27th at the Irvine Improv and December 29th at the Punchline in Sacramento. More dates and deeds at douglowsmovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. How irritating is that to listen to? It's like when I'm listening to Satellite and it goes out for a while, you know, just go out in the middle of a sentence and then you just wait, hoping it'll come back in. Like, oh, shit, I hope I get to hear the rest of this sentence. All right, so there's one other thing, Los Angeles. 1 week from tonight, Getting Doug with High is going live in front of a live audience at the world famous Troubadour rock club in West Hollywood. It's going to be a total rock club style Getting Doug with High. And you can go to the link for tickets at douglovesmovies.com. I'm only going to say it the one time. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys, because I'm finally getting rid of these Ash versus Evil Dead bags. I think I've got a couple more left. I got a beautiful hat that was given to me by one of the Dirty Heads, one of the guys from the band Dirty Head, not just a person with a dirty head. It's a really nice hat, but, you know, it's been on a dirty head. I'm not going to wear it. You kidding me? Oh, check this thing out. It's a magnet you could put on your car or someone else's, if you're into that sort of gag, that says Disneyland Resort Annual Pass Holder. Just slap it on any car you want. A pipe from Peacemaker is a pretty yellow one. I love their little rubber pipes. And then a t-shirt that I was looking at it earlier and I have no idea what's supposed to be happening on it. And it's not really worth discussing. You can you can wash down your car with it or something. And plus all of the stuff that my guests brought. And we got, you know, I've been saying this a lot lately, but I'm not lying to you when I say these are three of my favorite guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Rob Corddry, Paul Scheer, and Jeff Tate. You guys on the end look like a before and after ad for LASIK.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, man.
I have similar black glasses. I should have worn them.
Fuck you, dude.
That would have been awesome. Let's meet these dudes individually, starting with the gentleman without the glasses. It's Paul Scheer, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Very excited to be back. I haven't done a Doug Benson show in a long time. I thought I was on the outs with you. Now I'm back in.
You thought that?
I did.
I thought you were just having a lot of life. I thought a lot going on with you. So
I
didn't want to bother you.
I appreciate it. Well, there you go.
You know, and people, a lot of people, I'm not going to name names, Jeff and Rob, like to hassle me constantly about being on the show. And it's nice to not hear from you, Paul. I saw you at the Now Hear This Festival with How Did This Get Made? You did a really fun episode that was about 2 hours of yelling about Vampire's Kiss.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage's first going off the rails performance follows up Moonstruck with a movie where he does an accent in for no reason.
But that is the reason.
Yes.
The movie is, I think it's calculatedly nuts. But others would argue that it's just nuts.
I would argue that it's like two guys making an independent film going, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? That would fuck people up. And they go, yeah. And then the person who was paying them was like, they're artists. We'll give them more money. Like, you know, like they just didn't know what was going on. But I did do a movie with Nick Cage, which was an experience.
You did a movie with Nick Cage?
Yeah, it just came out.
Sorry, Doug, you do the interview.
You did a movie with Nick Cage?
Yeah. It just came out.
You're like in a Nick Cage movie?
Oh, I got full on Nick Caged.
How did he
imprison you?
How did it get made?
it was.
That was a good one. That was a good one, Jeff. Welcome to Hollywood. They don't all fly with this crowd.
I felt like everybody stopped to yelp the joke before they moved on with the show.
Let's see what people are saying about that joke before we respond.
I don't want to be on the wrong side of this.
Well, you're interrupting a Nick Cage story, so shut up.
Nick Cage and I did a movie together, and there was one moment in the film that I almost burst out laughing because I was like, holy shit. He's yelling at me. I'm in the most insane Nick Cage movie of all time. Like, I stepped out of myself to be like, this is fucking hilarious. And it was. Like, he woke up just yelling, like, we're supposed to be asleep. And he wakes up and goes, the Mexicans! The Mexicans! And he's shaking me awake. I did not know that he was going to do that, but we're both in boxer shorts, and it was a lovely moment. I don't know if that made the cut of the movie, but I almost...
Because he'd yell something different every time he woke you up?
No, it was always the Mexicans.
That waking you up might not be integral to the plot? I mean, it sounds like it should be in the movie.
Well, the way that he was doing it was similar to like an Abbott and Costello kind of a yelp, because he'd be like, the Mexicans! The Mexicans! And I was like, okay, like it was so heightened. And then afterwards, he's like, yeah, I was doing that kind of like in the vein of Abbott and Costello. And I was like, cool. But that scene was an homage to that.
What's the movie called?
It's called Army of One. It's based on a true story about a man with no skills or talent who decided to kill Osama bin Laden.
You're in that?
Yeah.
That's on iTunes. Yeah. You can download, you can watch that tonight.
Yes. And I would imagine 50% of people would love it.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
50% will hate it. It was directed by Larry Charles from, you know, Curb, Seinfeld, Borat. And it's insane. It's an insane movie.
Tell the truth, Nick Cage does or doesn't have a beard in that one?
He does have a beard.
Yeah, he does.
That's Rob Corddry, everybody. The star of Office Christmas Party. I saw the billboard. It doesn't have your name on it, but your face is up there.
No, it's not.
No,
is it?
Yeah.
Don't you all have...
Oh, yeah, your face is in it.
Is it up there?
Yeah.
Good for me.
Yeah. Everybody has...
It's like this guy's face sells more tickets than his name, and I agree. Those extra R's in your name are a pain in the ass.
That's probably for the female demographic. I'm shaking my head for you at home.
What's the name of the guy who plays the DJ in the movie?
Sam Richardson.
Yeah, him and you are the only people that don't, your names aren't on there, but your faces are.
Because we're the funniest ever.
Yeah, you're the ones that like.
He's the funniest person in the movie.
Yeah, he's always going, fwah, fwah, fwah.
Fwah, fwah, fwah. Yeah.
It's funny in the movie, you guys.
It's so, all the
it's
extras.
It's not funny in this room because the lighting is too precious.
Just wait for the. We were, there was always the same 200 extras on set every day.
Oh, yeah.
And he was always up there at the DJ booth doing that, and they would have it on there. They would make it their ring or their...
ringtone?
Their ringtone. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Doug. I couldn't think of the name for what that is.
Yeah.
They would make it their ringtone, and it went on from there.
That could be a good bit of like marketing for people at Paramount or something that can make ringtones of that.
Oh, if there was anybody from Paramount here, maybe they could get back to the guys at the bigwigs at Paramount. And
does Paramount have their own ringtone division?
They have a whole suite of Mission Impossible ringtones.
Oh shit, my laundry's ready.
What's the Paramount logo music?
Da, 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 that one.
Da,
like.
Da, 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 da.
I think that was Universal you were doing.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Same thing, man. Paramount. Sorry to anybody that works at Paramount.
Paramount's kind of quiet, and the little stars from Paramount go skipping across that lake underneath this snowy mountain.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love that.
It's beautiful.
I have that.
I have a Jack Reacher.
I like to think
these are
Chinese
ringtone.
Throwing stars. You have a what?
A Jack Reacher ringtone.
Hold on. How do you have a Jack Reacher ringtone?
You know, it just says, like, pick up your phone. It's Jack Reacher.
Wait, he tells you he's calling?
That's a...
But wait a minute, how long...
Pick up your phone, it's Jack Reacher!
How long have you had that on your phone?
15 years.
If you don't pick up, I'm going to grab your head and knee you in the face and then punch you in the balls and throw you in the river.
Here's how this is going to go. The phone will ring, you will pick it up, you will say hello, I will say hello back. We will have a conversation, you'll hang up the phone.
I'm Jack Reacher!
That's pretty cool. Right, it sounds like a fun ringtone. What kind of ringtones do what would you rather have as a ringtone, Paul?
Nothing.
Yeah, no.
You just don't want your phone to ring and then later you're like, "I wonder who this was."
I think I do have a
That's full, a pager.
I have a good ringtone that doesn't get people angry when it goes off at inappropriate times, and it's
Can it go off right now?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Or not right now. Just make it go off and we'll see how inappropriate it is.
This might be your best episode ever.
I know, right?
When that goes off.
It's going to be a real fun payoff.
I'm so glad I'm on this one.
We got to wait. Well, I got to figure out how to get it.
You know how to pick them.
Oh, man. We'll continue to talk and I'll get the ring.
But our pal TJ Miller is very funny in The Office Christmas Party.
Yeah.
And Jillian Bell.
Yeah.
It's a rogues gallery of people who have been on this podcast.
It really is.
Yeah.
Got my ringtone ready.
Couldn't get him to come in and promote this goddamn movie, but
just Cordry.
You're the one, man. You're the one, you're the ballerist
just
of them
Cordry.
All.
Cordry.
Here we go.
Ballers.
Sorry.
It's hard to
I got a cool ringtone.
The new iOS is really tricky. I don't
often. Do you have
Did you just say should I go get my phone? Where's your phone?
I plugged my phone in back there.
Oh, it's plugged in, you guys.
But I got a cool
If anybody wants to chat with Jeff after the show, his phone is going to be fully charged.
Give somebody in the audience your phone number and they can call you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just say it right into your microphone.
I can't figure out how come it won't ring.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
That's
guys.
Wild.
You're ruining the show.
Went from one of the greatest episodes to a terrible one.
Wow. All right. How is your ringtone just the sound of a speed bump?
The ringtone was actually you making that joke of how did this get made.
It was?
It was the reaction to it.
Oh, the, silence, yeah.
Both
my ringtone is silence. I miss a lot of calls, but people love it. We got to introduce Jeff Tate is here.
Jeff.
Yeah. visiting California, did not know he was going to be on this program tonight, so he's been smoking weed all day.
All day.
Yeah.
All day. We got Doug with high at noon, and I just stayed high all day. I got bratwurst off Grubhub at like 7, and then you texted, and I was like, oh, this bratwurst gets here fast. Like, I'd hate to have to text you at 8:40 and be like, my food just got here. I'm going to be late. Do you want to hear my ringtones? I got a ringtone from King of the Hill. I made it myself.
Kate McKinnon is really funny in Office Christmas Party.
Yeah, she's great. She's very funny.
She's very, very gifted. Yeah, she's very funny.
She's good. You guys really have, you guys have chemistry, you and her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, which means she's like a huge star right now, so that means I'm a huge star, too.
Oh, yeah. You're just... Between her and The Rock, you're a real wake rider.
Boy, I'm really like killing it.
You're just on it,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is wake ballers going to be more ballers? Is there more ballers coming?
I don't know. You know what?
How do they
decide? Really can't speak to how ballin' ballers is going to be this season because we haven't started. So, but I assume it's, going to be at least, if not more ballin', at least as much ballin' as you guys are used to if you enjoy
that. Is that
going to
be a dip in the program?
Ballin'? I don't.
Is that going to be the season 3 ballin' dip?
I hope and I assume there's not going to be a dip in the ballin'.
Can they be like
there's
other...
There's always a dip in the ballin'. Veronica Mars had the season 3
season
ball
3.
Dip.
Season 3. Season 3.
Arrested Development had a season 3 ball dip.
That's true.
That's true.
I'd like to see more people die on ballers.
Me too.
Right?
Me too.
Kill off some characters. Come on. And divorce. I'd like them to kill some of
the
people too.
You want it to get more serious.
You want it to be more Game of Thrones?
I like the light mood of the piece.
Yeah, we're not in the business of killing people.
Insecure is killing 4 people.
We're in the business of fist bumping.
Concussions. Tell the truth.
Yeah. We yell at each other and apologize later.
Yeah.
And then we like look at each other and we nod like, you're still my bro. We're ballin'.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of conflict on that show, but no death.
Yeah. That's right. We don't traffic in that.
Well, that's why I don't watch. I give you 3 episodes. If no one's dead, I'm out.
Wait, Cheers is your favorite show.
The very, very coach died. That's true. That was season 3, but in the first episode, there was an old lady in a wheelchair, and then they realized that this bar only has 2 stairways and no way for the wheelchair to get in, so she died after the first episode.
By the way, so I just realized that Cheers also had the season 3 ballin' with Coach dying.
Yeah, they had a season 3 ball dip. It's classic television lingo, guys. You
Doug
guys
loves
are in
TV.
Hollywood for a reason.
He loves TV.
I do.
Were you on Cheers ever?
Yep.
Awesome.
I mean, let's face it. TV's better than movies a lot of the time now, you know, because it's just there's less less importance for every TV show to be a blockbuster like there is with film.
Once they allowed swearing on television shows, it kind of leveled out.
Look at how the most popular show is Walking Dead, and the violence on that is like straight up R-rated violence on a weekly basis, and nobody's saying shit about it. Everybody's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I think it's basically great.
Broke a man's head on screen.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
A guy you like.
Level violence.
A sympathetic character. Someone you enjoy. It's not like some dumb kid in a slasher movie.
Yeah.
It's somebody you've really grown to, you know, you've grown attached to.
I thought it was fun. Right, I like that. Keeps them on their toes.
Wait, are Ballers and Walking Dead on at the same time?
It's basically the same show.
Yeah, right?
The Rock is a full-on zombie.
Yeah.
I say flip over to Ballers during the commercial breaks on Walking Dead. It'll be seamless.
I'm speaking way out of turn here.
What if one of the plot points in Ballers became that when football players get concussions, they turn into zombies?
You're speaking to the creators right now.
Please let that
Tell
happen.
Them.
A whole zombie season?
Yeah.
You and The Rock have to round up the zombie players.
Oh, my God.
corral them in some way?
I don't think there'd be a disappointed viewer.
And then the whole final, the last episode of the season is a great prison football game between the zombie.
Oh, like the longest yard.
Now you're going too far. Now I feel like you're going too far.
But the zombies have better head protection. They somehow have figured out how to not get concussions. They've been zombies for 3 weeks and they figured out a better way to protect their brain pans. The football players are wandering around confused.
And the refs are fucked.
No way.
Football, everybody.
I got a question for you guys. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving movie? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, I have one.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving
Home
movie?
Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter.
Directed by Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
That one?
It's a great movie. It's the only one.
I think there's only like one.
RDJ is in that one?
Yeah, RDJ is in it. That's a good... It's my... memory of it is that it's very good.
Okay, I don't think it is.
No? Can anyone back it up? Is it good or bad?
Good.
Good.
Well, there's that
good mix.
That Thanksgiving movie.
It's kind of like the Army of One reaction. Some people really love it. Some people really
Swiss
hate
Army
it.
Man of One? What, Jeff?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's
sorry,
gonna be
Paul.
Good
you
at
just
this.
Lost.
I know. I guess so.
Yeah. He you got a win. Better one.
What about that? What's that Michael Rapaport movie? Pretty
Higher
Girls.
Learning.
Zebrahead.
Is it Pretty Girls?
Cafe.
Beautiful Girls.
Oh yeah.
Metro.
All right.
Is that a Thanksgiving movie? Pretty Girls.
Yeah.
Beautiful
I like Girls.
Beautiful Stop girls, saying yeah. Pretty Girls.
Beautiful Girls.
A
pretty
young
girls?
Natalie
I just
Portman.
Thought they were just pretty. I'm very much in love with my wife.
My wife.
You can't even say the name of that movie without your wife getting a little jealous. Who's beautiful?
Now, guys, I'm kidding, but seriously, Sandy is a listener, and I love you, baby.
Just fine girls.
Oh, they're okay. Those chicks, those neighbors, they're fine.
That is an odd movie, though, because Timothy Hutton comes home to kind of have an emotional affair with a very young Natalie Portman. Like, she's like 15.
She's quite precocious, though.
Yeah, she did a lot of that.
She gets inside his head, man.
I mean, she basically does what she does in Garden State to Timothy Hutton, but they're more close in age in Garden State. Like, Timothy Hutton is...
And the professional,
she did
right?
that to Jean Reno, yeah. She
right,
just gets in guys' heads.
I mean, that's what she does in that new Jackie Onassis
maybe.
Movie.
Oh, was that an assassination riff?
Yeah, it was. Watch the footage. You know what I'm saying.
Paul, put on a pillbox hat and sit in the corner. I'm going to need you to go hang out, take five on the grassy knoll.
Ooh, I love take
fives. Too far? Oh, take fives. Is that a good candy bar for reals?
Yeah.
I've always been like, I don't think I care for that. It sounds like it's got five things in it.
No, it's delicious. That's what
most
the best
candy bars of. Only have three. And what take five has done is taken the basic three and added two more, pretzel and something else.
That's exactly
you don't even know
right.
what it is? You're just eating it? There's something else in there.
The fifth thing changes. It's seasonal.
Yeah. They do have a seasonal take five. They have like a peppermint take five. Not so good. Why fuck that up? I don't need seasonal candy. I don't like peppermint candy.
No, me either.
Do you have
it's for children.
Yeah.
Do you have a Thanksgiving movie, Rob?
Yeah, I said
pretty
good
girls.
Looking
oh,
girls.
Oh, you did. That's right. I forgot because I don't think of that as a Thanksgiving
movie. Oh, you know
I
what else?
Either. I don't either. Yeah. I just had to.
It's a winter like movie. It takes place in winter. But Paul, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there's a great documentary that no one has ever seen. It's on the show or the network Stars called The Chair, right? And it's these two directors are given the same script, and they're both Thanksgiving movies, and they have to make it. And one makes it like an American Pie style gross out movie where people are like shitting all over every place. And the other one makes like a really like mumblecore, like really quiet movie. But all the characters' names are the same, and all the plot is exactly the same. So,
well, except one doesn't have all the shitting.
Well, right. The shitting is not integral to the plot. It's just the way that you tell the story, you know. the same story is happening. Just one person's not shitting.
This script is perfect, but I'm going to add he shits himself in parentheses.
What if they shit in both of them a lot, but one it's played for laughs, and the other it's like, oh no, are you okay? Yeah, it's Paul keeps going back there. You think Paul's okay?
Yeah. What did I just do is a line that reads differently in the two films.
I do recommend.
Do not go in there.
Please don't go in there. Zach Quinto is like one of the celebrity judges on this show. Oh, no. Please watch this show. It's my favorite show that no one's ever seen called The Chair.
The Chair. No one's watching it because it sounds like it's about death row.
I know it does. But Zach Quinto is so offended by the American Pie version of the movie that he takes his name off of it. Like, because like the celebrity people are like producers of it. And he's like, this movie is disgusting. It's offensive on every single level. I cannot support this movie.
It's highly illogical.
But to see Zach Quinto talk about a shit movie is worth
it. I know
who
Zach Quinto is now.
Yeah, you figured out who Zach Quinto is through context. Yeah, it's a nice way to figure things out.
I've never heard of this movie or whatever.
But that's why you get two Thanksgiving movies for yourself. But at the end, they release two Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, so they do get released?
Yeah, they got released.
And did they use real actors in them? You know, like when Project Greenlight had LaBeouf?
No, they don't have anybody that's like totally recognizable. They have some YouTube stars. One is made by a YouTuber, and the other one is made by an independent film person. And the independent film person went crazy, and her blog got really amazing after that show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it. Go deep
dive.
Check
it out, yeah. If you got nothing but time.
I'm going to lose this game.
I want to see those two movies first, and then the show.
You can watch them; they're both on Netflix.
That's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, they're both on Netflix, and
but they have different titles.
Yes, that's the problem with
One's called Shit Pants Thanksgiving.
the best shitting scene in any Thanksgiving movie.
Oh man,
I really want to know the two different names now.
That movie with that horror movie with the zombie turkey.
One's called Holidaysburg.
Holidaysburg?
Yeah, that's one.
Oh, fuck that movie.
I hope it has the same song as Vacation, the Holidaysburg, like the Holiday Road song, but is it Holidaysburg?
Holidaysburg. And the other one is called Not Cool.
So that's the one with the pants shitting?
Yeah.
You know why? Shitting your pants is not
cool. Not cool, dude.
Take that outside,
it's
bro.
It's Thanksgiving, bro.
You gonna shit your pants at the Brosgiving?
By the way, that's what you should just do on Thanksgiving. Watch both of these movies without any context, then know that they're the same exact movie.
Oh, yeah, see if you could talk your family into watching
both.
Yeah,
with your family.
See which one of your family figures out it's the same script. My dad won't.
If someone at your Thanksgiving dinner starts talking about Trump and in a really positive way, say, I'm scared, and then shit yourself.
You know what? I got to say, I know a lot of people were down on Trump, myself included, when he won. But I gotta say, after seeing what he's been doing these last couple of days, I'm sold on it. I feel like it's working out. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, Paul.
Yeah, I just like feel like he's making some smart choices.
It keeps the 24-hour news cycle. It keeps it exciting because there's some shitty new thing every hour. Jerry Falwell as Secretary of Education. What? Oh Jerry no.
Omarosa, head of.
Dr. James Dobson is the Surgeon General.
I've got to ask you guys about movies, recent movies that you've seen. We already talked about Jeff and I saw Office Christmas Party together last night. And at a Paramount had a screening where I guess they got people from offices to come there, and then me and Jeff. So like, so everyone was like, yeah, drinking beer and wine for free before the movie, and so they were pretty festive, but they settled in and enjoyed the movie. But at first I thought these assholes aren't going to calm down.
Every group had one fun guy, like they all had their own.
Yeah, there was a life of the party guy in every bunch. It was the guy with the most colorful sweater. No, we didn't interrupt her. We watched politely.
That'd be fun.
We interrupted it with our laughter.
That's good.
And occasionally applause.
Did they ever wait for the applause to die down the movie?
Yeah, sometimes they'd pause it.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, you know, these some
projectionists are really on top of their game.
They're going to put that on the poster. You got to pause this movie.
Yeah.
It does. The dialogue comes pretty fast and furious. And the end. And I welcome the return of the end title outtakes. The flubs.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some funny flubbers in that movie.
I betcha.
Yeah. And funny, did you guys funny see alternate lines.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they I do. Didn't see any they do that over the end credits. Yeah, you probably saw an earlier cut of the movie.
Man, I had some classic flubbers. Did any of my flubbers get in?
I think so, but please. I'm not positive.
Can we act out some of your flubbers?
There's a lot of characters. I think the only person who definitely didn't get any flubbers in was Courtney B. Vance,
because he never.
And he's
flubs.
One of the greatest comedic actors of our generation.
Guy never flubs. That's the thing with Courtney B. Vance is you hire him, you know he's not gonna flub.
You're gonna bring the goods.
Yeah. Pro.
Yeah. Certainly
the
a
B
Christmas movie
pro.
Yep. He's a Christmas He's definitely a Christmas movie pro because he starred in that thing with Denzel and Whitney. Yeah. Preacher's Wife.
I like the flubs in Toy Story. It's like I thought that, you know, I didn't realize, you know, I thought like those guys were having a real good time there, you know, Woody, and they just, you know, they just see him break the third wall a little bit and just relax.
That's why I really like that.
Yeah,
I do. I always think that's funny when it's like the Muppets or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, you didn't have to. You like did this again.
But I'm gonna go.
Oh, you don't
on
think
a
they could
here.
Muppets could make actual flubs?
No, I just think it's funny. Like, I think it's funnier when it's the Muppets than when it's a person. Of course, Rob Corddry fucks up his lines. It's funny.
I do. No,
it's
you're
funny
right.
When
you're
it's like
right.
Kermit the Frog. And it's like, dang.
I worked with Waldorf and Statler, and the two puppeteers, I guess, have been with the Muppets for a long time. And in between breaks of shooting, they'd be like, oh, remember the Dark Crystal? Oh, I hated that. Oh, God, my hand got all messed up in there. And it was like Waldorf and Statler talking about how much they hated the Dark Crystal. Very aggressively, and I was like, please tape that. I would love to watch that for an hour. Just bitching about the tough puppeteering.
I would like to find out how come you're the only person I've ever met in the world that refers to him in that order. Waldorf and Statler. I've never heard the two names.
Yeah, but he did say them correctly.
You're totally right. You said that wrong.
So it's like Statler
and Waldorf.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I just found
Jeff,
it curious.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, some people say Waldorf first because that's when you want the salad to arrive first.
Boo.
You're a salad hater?
Hate salad.
What was the last movie you saw, Rob?
I've been really looking forward to the new Twin Peaks. So I rewatched Fire Walk With Me.
Really?
It's one of my favorite movies ever, Fire Walk With Me. And that's all I have to say until you ask me another question.
You see, you're a big Chris Isaak fan?
I'm not a big Chris Isaak fan.
He's in that, right?
He is, and he's fantastic.
He's got a big role in
it. He's a tough guy. He disappears. He plays... he plays an FBI guy. I thought I was going to be able to.
You were
going to
say
up.
The name
I
of his character?
I thought his name was just going to appear in my head.
Special Agent Peaks.
David Bowie is in that movie as
yeah.
FBI agent Alan Jeffries, I believe, right? Alan Jeffries? I'm looking.
Don't ask the audience because it just sets
Sorry,
a precedent.
Man, it bumps me out when I ask them
questions.
A question.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, David Bowie's in it. It's right. Really good. No, it's a. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
You don't like it.
I remember that Chris Isaak is in it.
I've never
Kiefer
seen,
Sutherland.
I've oh. never, ever seen Twin Peaks. I don't know anything about it.
You go to hell.
And I've been and I've been like really thinking, like, is that something I should get into now, or will it not hold up? Because Showtime just put them all back up.
Oh, I so, watched yeah. the pilot. Or, you know, watch the first one
no,
and
I'll
see
tell you
how you feel,
because
it hits its stride
yes.
pretty fast.
You
what
guys,
it's gonna, what it is.
You okay. should
happens
watch
pretty fast.
Watch the first season, including the pilot, which is a movie, up until, and then watch the second season up until Leland dies. He dies, okay. by the way. Sorry to. He's obviously going to die.
Jesus.
Fuck it. Who cares, man? I'm just telling them what to do. Watch it up to that point and then stop and then watch Fire Walk With Me.
Okay.
That's these are your instructions.
All right.
And then he never has to go back and watch the rest of the series?
No, no. You don't have to watch. The rest of the series is fucking garbage. But also then, right. There's a book called The Secret History of Twin Peaks, which just came out, which is fantastic. Yeah, I'm reading books now about the series. I'm very excited about it.
You got
very
any, like, excited. Cool message board links?
Yeah. Reddit, r/ Twin Peaks a-hole.
Paul, what about you? Have you seen any movies lately?
Yeah, I saw Doctor Strange, but I'm sure you talked about that. So I will talk about another movie I saw that I really enjoyed, which was The Shallows with Blake Lively and a shark. And I thought, oh, this is going to be like great, like dumb. And it's kind of really good, like very watchable Blake Lively versus shark movie. If you're like,
because yeah, you're like, she's on a rock and there's a shark swimming around. What are you going
to
do?
And she's fucking talking to a crab for majority of that movie. And she's got a whole crab subplot going on that's pretty strong.
Does she nickname it Wilson?
I heard that's a really good movie. I heard it's a really good movie. And then my wife and I will sit down to watch a movie and then play the trailer. And we just can't fucking get past it. I can't watch it.
You know, it's the beginning is a little tough. You're like, oh, what is this going to be? And then once you're in it, June, my wife, she was she cried.
My wife.
Get out. You're just. Wow.
There's some powerful acting in it. Woman v. Shark.
Woman v. Shark.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Does her character start off very shallow and then learn a lesson?
By the way, I wish. She seems pretty grounded at the top. And she's
hey,
pretty
Rob
grounded.
Corddry, stop Waldorf and statling me with all the booze over there.
Okay.
what are you applying right now? What's
a little
happening?
Vaseline intensive care. I was super dry. It's dry in here. Right, audience.
Oh
fuck
my
you
God!
Guys.
Let's rush him. Let's rush him over to the Vaseline intensive care unit.
That was pretty good. Yay! That was good. That was good.
I'll pull up my Carmex.
I only boo when I feel it.
All right, here's the part of the show where Bert Kreischer turns it off because I'm about to say, "Let the games begin." We have got a dazzling array of name tags for you guys to choose from. There's about five or six of them out here. And,
it's pretty cocky right there.
But, you know, it's a cold California
night. Can I
say
that two of them are lighted? For the first time,
yeah.
Two of them are, at least from what I've seen, two
oh,
of them
they,
are
li- we get lighted ones a lot, but it seems to be working on you, Paul. They got your interest.
I'm like a monkey.
Burn after reading, and reading is spelled, that's your last name, R-E-I-D. Your first name is Reed? Yep. Oh, okay. I guess that happens. Jeff, go ahead and go pick a name tag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember that part of the show? You've been
just
on
me.
A lot. Everybody, but you know, if you go first, maybe everybody else will figure it out.
Can we all just go out there?
Yeah, just go grab the one you want to play with. Yeah, there's not a lot to choose from, but that I think my predictions are already turning out wrong. I've already picked two I didn't expect to get.
I went for the underdog.
Rob,
he was off on
Rob,
the side
they put lights on theirs, Rob.
I know, I wanted that lights,
What's
but then I felt
you,
bad
Rob?
About it.
They got lights on them. All right, he's got some. Looks like it's framed, so that's exciting.
The lights did not win tonight. Neither lights.
I'm periscoping to 360 some people right now, and I'm ignoring all of their comments. I hope they're not saying anything mean. There's an egg. I'm gonna block it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, so who are you playing for there, Jeff?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. No Caitlin for old men, which is just, that's just a good life, good motto. It's good, good mantra.
Good for you, Caitlin.
Yeah, don't get involved with old men, Caitlin. And what do you got there, Rob?
This is the best.
Oh, it's the best?
Ever.
Well, let's talk to Paul first real quick.
Okay.
What do you got, Paul? Well, he's got the best one.
Yeah, mine seems to be, well, Wiener?
It's
weird science, but it's Wiener science, but you are the Kelly LeBrock character. But I don't know what the guy's name is.
Of course
is.
I am.
And there's no asshole on the back.
Wiener
there's
science.
There's no shithead on
no
the back?
No shithead, yeah.
I hope there's no asshole on the back. All right, Rob, the best one. Here it is.
Okay,
For? What's your name?
Mark.
Mark? I want to pick the lighted side.
Mark, it's bright. Yeah. Is it Mark Wiener?
You blew it.
His last name's Wiener.
All right,
this why didn't you just get a poster for that documentary? Sausage Party. What is it, Rob?
This is from what I can only imagine is the best teacher in the world, Ms. Munn. Ms. Moon. This is Ms. Moon, and it's her class picture. That's it, Ms. Moon. And it says on it, it's got the picture, it says Yates School 2013 super teacher. The thought of you will forever occupy our minds. We love you, Ms. Munn.
Well, by Moon. The way, wait, it looks
that
like
that sounds like she died, and then they put that together.
No, she gave it to me.
They worded that. They worded that in such a way that it sounds like
hey,
the
class. Hey, fuck you, man.
No, it sounds like the class spent a lot of time occupying Wall Street, so they worded that phrase right there. You will occupy our minds forever.
I do want to talk about two things in that picture that are being mentioned.
Listen, that picture looks like a Wes Anderson movie.
Go ahead. Like in this. A Superman costume.
Yes, she's in a Superman costume.
And she's a super teacher. That's what it says.
I hear you. But then the slogan you just read is a cartoon caption coming out of only one kid's mouth.
His mom made it.
Nice.
Now we know how
screw
that got
you,
made.
Sheer.
You finally learned how something got made, Paul. All
right. Yeah.
Hey, Rob, have you been on How Did This Get Made? You must have been. You guys are pals.
Yeah, I've been on that.
Which movie did you talk about?
We watched two Hulk Hogan movies, didn't we?
Yeah, you did them back to back, yeah.
Yeah, I did back to back.
No Holds Barred, maybe, and the one where he throws the dog in the Mr. Nanny.
Who knows?
Mr. Nanny? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it in Suburban Commando? Is that
Was it Suburban Commando?
It was the worst.
Not Suburban Commando.
That's the one where he walks around without any underwear on, right?
Yeah, it was the worst 9 hours of my life.
Oh, shit.
Your daughter really enjoyed Mr. Ned.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. No, I really studied those movies.
That really rubbed salt in the wound, though, right? Like, I heard you hate it when your daughter has a good time.
All right, I'm going to shut off my Periscope. Goodbye, Periscope. I just got to get out of this before it gets too ugly.
Bye, Periscope.
Bye. That was fun. All right, so that's who you guys are playing for.
These kids all in pajamas?
And what did you...
No, man.
What did you...
She said yes.
They are?
They're wearing their pajamas, all the kids?
She's the best teacher.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, kids, let's wear our pajamas.
Best today. Teacher of 2013.
That's how you win a Best Teacher Award. You let everybody wear their pajamas. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Paul Scheer?
I brought two name tags. And so what you can do is, if you want to play a game of like make-believe, one says, hello, my name is Frank, so you can automatically become Frank. But and the other one says, hi, my name is Debbie. So you could put either one on. It's like a disguise thing. It's great for Halloween. It's great for social engagements. It's just a fun thing you can do. You just put this on. And, you know, Jason Bourne it for the night. So that's what
I can't believe we started with the best prize first. Yeah. It's even, Frank and Debbie are even written as if the Sharpie was running out of ink when you wrote it.
You know, and that's the kind of the fun of it. Then that's part of the conversation starter.
You might recognize that Sharpie from backstage, too.
Oh, okay.
I recognize those name tags.
People are going to see you walking around in that Frank name tag and think you got to the event later than everyone else, so your name tag got written later. So, yeah. Like, you're extra busy.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Just turn his microphone off. People are sad, like somebody in the booth's really going to turn off one microphone. Rob, what'd you bring for the
Jeff,
what'd you bring
you
for the
my,
prize bag? Yeah, hold his name tag slash just a frame picture of a super teacher.
I brought a bunch of great stuff.
Don't look at that.
Because I always show up without anything.
Right, so this time you went overboard.
And I felt like there was I went way overboard.
All right.
And I felt like you, I had a moment.
Paul went underboard, so this is perfect.
He went underboard. I thought that you might not like me anymore.
I blanked.
So I got a Office Christmas Party t-shirt.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll hold that up.
That a Paramount representative gave me right before I went on stage.
It's extra small, so that's good.
Yeah. And then I have a Hot Tub Time Machine Blu-ray.
Unrated. We're going to see some Cordry dick.
Oh, shit. And then I got... what else? Oh, the book.
The Warm Bodies book.
Warm Bodies, the book.
It's actually the novel that
YA
the movie
book?
Was based on. Yeah. And it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. So enjoy that.
Is your character
You're not
going to
win, so you would... this is a Yakov Smirnoff...
Oh, of course it is.
...comedy album, and it's actually signed to Rob Yakov.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Probably just a friend of yours probably like that.
Starring Paul Scheer.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh. What? What do we got?
Blackballed.
Oh, my
Blackballers.
Gosh.
Blackballers.
Classic paintball comedy film.
Classic paint. If you like paintball comedy, don't watch any other movie.
That's a genre that never caught on, but it was definitely at the
highest.
It
does have the best
the top
cast.
Of it.
It's got
I've
the best.
I've seen that movie.
Of course. Everybody that you see in movies today is in that movie. Then this is a...
everybody what?
Everybody.
Everybody that's in
the
movies was,
Hot,
in this movie.
The
was in
the this cast movie. Of Christmas parties and Blackball.
Yeah.
Except this for Courtney is, B. Vance.
This is a...
Courtney's actually great in Blackball, the movie.
Children's Hospital softball.
Oh, that is...
Softball shirt that was given to me by the captain of the Children's Hospital softball team, and I never played... But it says Cordry 49. You guys get 49.
Wow, you brought a lot of stuff.
Oh, I got one more thing. This is good. This is the whole thing is this. I could have just brought. This is a...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's an actual smock that you wore on Children's Hospital.
The actual schmock. This is an actual shirt that was used in Children's Hospital with the blood and everything.
Nice.
This shirt was on my body. It was on my body. The test went. Thanks, guys. Hey, thanks, guys. What do you have,
Jeff?
It's
on his body. It's on his body.
I did want to just talk about this Hot Tub Time Machine unrated Blu-ray. The cover picture is not of any of you. It's all of the children version of you.
Yeah. You would think that would be a great marketing decision, right?
Yeah, like when
it
you
wasn't.
Look at it, I looked at it, and I went, wait, what?
Yeah.
And you think it's a ripoff of Hot Tub Time Machine when you look at it.
Right.
Because you don't recognize anyone on the cover.
Right. No. At the time, none of us had any problems with that at all. That the people playing the younger versions of us were on the cover of the DVD. We were totally cool with that. I'm being sarcastic, Doug.
you and Cusack and the others get together and bitch?
Yeah,
you have a
all
bitch
the time,
session?
Man. All the time. Yeah.
What'd you bring, Jeff?
I mean, we could just like let mine be a surprise later, right? When they get home. I just brought a copy of my album. It's not...
It's called Again. You have to say it that way. Again.
Yeah, yeah. Still? It's great. I mean, it's no shirt from a TV show, but it's great. It's a good...
But you can wear it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a shirt.
Hey, you got an outer garment. Let's put your shirt in the bag.
Sure, after. I don't know if I got sweaty or not yet. Like, I don't want to find out after I've given up the top shirt, the camo.
Well, good luck to Paul and Jeff tonight because I want Rob to win. And
thank you, Doug. I won't.
This game is rigged. And we're going to start with a little ditty called Doug Loves Musicals. You don't all have to love it. So this is just, you guys get to guess as often as you like. I'm going to start listing the songs from a movie musical. And as soon as you think you know it, guess any as many times you want. First person to get it right wins. What movie musical has these songs in it? A song called Christmas. There's another song in this musical called Amazing Journey.
Singing in the Rain?
No. Okay. There's our friend the Cricket is here in the showroom tonight. There's nothing that makes you feel like your career is going better than the sound of crickets during parts where there's not supposed to be laughter anyway. Oh, Champagne. There's a song called Champagne in this film.
Oh, fuck.
Wait. Did you ever do a musical episode of Children's Hospital?
No.
Because there's a song in this movie musical called There's a Doctor, which is an interesting song. There's a doctor. Where? Over there. How can you tell? He's wearing a bloody shirt.
Terms of Endearment, the musical?
Patch Adams.
There's another song called Mother and Son.
Oh.
With an ampersand.
Cats.
Hamilton.
God, you guys are naming movie musicals that haven't been made yet.
Miracle on 34th Street.
That's been made, but it wasn't a musical. Extra, extra, extra.
Newsies?
Nosies. Yeah.
Pippin.
There's a song in this movie musical called Go to the Mirror. Rob and
Ben?
A lady in the front row just made each other have orgasms.
Go to the Mirror.
What the fuck is it? I know. That's the only song that was good from this movie.
Oh, really?
Right?
That was the good one?
That was the good one.
Here's another song, Sensation.
Stop saying songs.
Not sensation, right? Sensation?
Sensation. Oh, here's another great song from this movie. TV Studio.
No, Scrooge. I don't think it's what we were thinking.
Not Xanadu,
it was.
Right?
No.
Really?
No, you're going to get it eventually. Because, you know, a lot of times the title of the musical is in one of the songs. There's another song called Welcome. I think it goes, Welcome, hello, how do you do?
Hello, Dolly.
That's not how it goes. Oh, We're Not Gonna Take It is a song in this movie.
Rock
musical.
And Roll High School?
No.
Rock of Ages. Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's not what I was thinking. I don't think it was what I was
Jesus
thinking.
Jesus can't say We're Not Gonna Take It.
I don't think Jesus sang that song.
Well, he is dying for all of our sins.
It's everyone else's title.
Yeah.
So not hair.
No, not hair. There's a song in this movie musical called Sally Simpson.
The Simpsons.
No.
The Simpsons movie.
There's another song called Cousin Kevin.
The Tommy.
Tommy is correct.
Jesus Christ.
How weird are all those song titles in that movie? It's such a weird one.
We did it.
And the next one, which I thought would be definitely be the giveaway, is Pinball Wizard.
Yeah, was in there. Thank God.
And then, of course, there's a song in it called Tommy, Can You Hear Me? So that would have really given it away. If we got
under the
to
wire.
That one.
Yeah. Right under the wire.
Yeah, you did it, man.
Oh, Cordry.
My new ringtone is going to be you saying, stop saying songs. I'm going to make that a hashtag for this episode. Stop saying songs. Do that over on Julian Loves Music. All right, so Rob won that game, so he gets to go first in this next game. It's a fun new game called Zoe K or Zoe Nay. I'll name a movie, and you tell me if it features Zoe Kravitz, Zoe Kazan, or neither.
Got it. Ready for this one.
So play it, just I'll Rob start plays? With Rob, and then if Rob doesn't get it right, Paul can steal. And then, of course, if Paul doesn't get it right, then it would be too easy when it's narrowed down to just one.
I'm really so, stressed out.
Yeah, so then Jeff would have to start with a new one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rob, yeah. Kravitz, Kazan, or neither? It's kind of a funny story.
Kazan.
Incorrect. Paul Scheer.
Neither.
Incorrect. It's Kravitz.
I would have got that.
Jeff, I don't care. You're first, Jeff. Ruby Sparks. It's an easy one, Jeff. Softball, go. Kravitz, Kazan, neither.
Kravitz.
No. Rob.
Does that way?
Always.
Yeah, it sure does.
Kazan.
Kazan is correct.
Cordray. I guessed that.
Paul Scheer, dope.
Kravitz.
Correct.
Thank you.
Jeff Tate, our brand is Crisis.
Kazan.
Correct. Rob.
Yeah.
27 Dresses.
Kazan.
Incorrect. Paul.
Know. Neither.
Correct.
Bam! Back on the board.
Who's the last person I was yelling at? Oh, Paul. Okay. So then it goes to Jeff. Julie and Julia.
Kazan.
Incorrect.
I don't know who either of these people
are. Either. I don't either. I have a vague idea of who Zoe Kravitz is.
It took me a minute to figure out you weren't saying Kazam.
The movie's a Shaq.
That's why I guessed Kravitz first, because it was the only one I knew for sure I could say right.
Me too. Go ahead, Doug.
Julia, neither or Kravitz?
Me?
Yeah.
Julia, neither.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
So everybody got something right.
Yeah, and, we're great.
Cordray.
And Paul and Paul and Rob, they tied. They both got two right, so didn't really accomplish anything.
Woo!
But it was just fun. Zoe Kravitz is the insanely beautiful offspring of Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
She's in. She's one of the girls in Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know her. And she's the girl in Dope. Did you see Dope?
I did see Dope.
Yeah, she's the girl.
What about the other one?
Zoe Kazan?
Kazan was in Ruby Sparks and Our Band is Crisis.
Yeah, Dirty Grandpa.
And she's
Dirty
the
Grandpa movies. Vampire Academy, the new Kumail movie. She's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's Kumail's girlfriend in a movie that,
I don't know who
that,
this person
that's
is.
That's based on Kumail and Emily, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's Emily. She's Emily Gordon.
In the upcoming,
personified.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad
So in
now.
The future, get ready for it.
Oh, shit. Get ready to know who Zoe Kazan is.
But granddaughter of Elia Kazan?
Probably.
Is that,
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Kazan dynasty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be. That's why I thought she was obviously going to be from earlier movies and not current movies. Didn't pan out that way.
Yeah, no, she's a current youngish person.
Yeah,
she's
like, I thought if it was like Vampire Academy, something. It would have been good because that would have been a real tough one to pick.
I was hoping one of them was clearly from the 50s, right? Like, that would be the way I would do well, where it'd be like, on the waterfront. Yeah. And I'd be like, all right, it's not Kravitz.
Yeah.
Kazan.
Yeah. Right.
What's the next game, Doug?
The next game is Last Man Stanton. And we're going to start with Rob, and we'll switch the order around. It'll go Jeff, and then me, and then Paul, because I love to play along. And this is a little Last Man Stanton tournament. We've got time to play to 2 points. So,
Jesus.
In each round, you get one lifeline, and that's your person whose name tag you chose. Okay. So get ready to reach out to Wiener.
Best teacher of the
year.
Or
Caitlin. Or super
Miss Moon,
teacher.
Best teacher ever.
Super teacher. Teachers should be paid more.
Not under this administration.
Children are our future.
Can't get enough of this politics.
Yeah. But you know, the new Secretary of Education is gonna let the only day you have to go to school is on Sunday. You only have to go to Sunday school. So that's a little upside there for the children.
Man. That sucks.
All right. So.
That's like, even as a joke, that's so depressing.
Yeah, can you believe it? You can't go to the mall anymore on a weekday because kids will be there. It would suck.
Listen, don't get me started on weekday mall trips. They,
yeah.
For some reason, it seems
perfect.
Like nobody
Donnie,
has
Donnie.
Any jobs.
All right.
Jobs.
The safe word is Donnie. So we won't have enough time for a 2-point tournament if we don't go. Oh, but so if you, first person out in the first round, gets to pick the actor or actress we use in the next round. So
great. The first person?
Total strategy. The first person to fail in this first round.
I'm going to be that person.
Yeah. So think of somebody, an actor or actress, that nobody else is going to know all their credits. You guys could say yourselves, everybody but Jeff.
I'm pretty sure that I'm the only one that's been in a movie neither one of these two have heard of.
Yeah. That's it, but that's your credit.
Yeah, and if I got to go first, I fucking get the one movie. And then we're out. Check that
box.
Oh,
that's a good point. So that's a good strategy for you.
That is pretty good. You're probably in blackballed.
I like it.
I am in blackballed.
Everyone's in blackballed.
I saw it at the premiere.
So we're going to get the first name from somebody in the audience.
We went together.
Donnie. And his name is... Oh, this happens quite often that... I talked to somebody in the audience, and then they're the person that I picked ahead of time. Reed Hartley, right there with the you had Reed is the name that was on your name tag. So where are you in from? Here.
Kay. Your name is Reed Hartley. Yeah. You sound like that's the name of a TV doctor. That's it. You can go. Just wanted to make my joke.
Reed Hartley, attorneys at law. Okay, so what's your suggestion?
Mr. Jason Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman. Okay, that'll be a quick one. I mean, I love Jason Schwartzman, but he's got a tricky resume.
Yeah.
He's got some big ones and then a lot of ones that are like quirky little, I've said too much. Rob?
Rushmore.
Any movie, Rushmore. Just start right at the beginning.
Start strong.
First movie he's ever in, I believe. Possibly. And then we go to Jeff. Jason Schwartzman.
No, I got this.
Are you getting stumped already?
No, I know for sure who Jason Schwartzman is.
Oh, I like it when this happens. You have such weird pockets. You've got weird holes in your knowledge. If you're not quite sure who Jason Schwartzman is.
He, of course,
starred in Rushmore.
Yeah, would be your first clue. Yeah, he's very precocious, right? That's what he does. He's like, not dumb, but not into school.
Yeah, but he's been an adult in most of the... He's been an adult in most of the films he's been in. You don't call an adult precocious.
You do if he's in every Wes Anderson movie. They're all fucking precocious.
Yeah, but that's the word you describe. That describes a young person who's ahead of their... Just name a goddamn Schwartzman movie.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
There you go. There's weird applause for that one. Paul, I get to go. Sorry. The Grand Budapest Hotel. I'll go with Shop Girl. Paul?
What did you say?
Shop Girl.
Okay, great.
Darjeeling Limited?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Paul.
I didn't know, but if you're in a hurry, take the Darjeeling Express. Rob?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you can use your lifeline.
I know.
You can go to Super Teacher.
These have to be movies, right? Because they have.
Yep. Feature films.
It's
featuring Jason Schwartzman.
Feature films.
Mm-hmm.
Not the.
It gets tough, doesn't it? Let's go to your lifeline.
Okay, you just want to end this show. Ms. Moon?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Thank you, ma'am.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. You're going to go with that? Do you believe her?
I believe her.
All right. It's correct. JF.
Funny people.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Funny people.
Oh, Dave, you guys were probably both in that movie, right?
That's right.
Man.
Were you in that movie?
No, I wasn't in that. Were you in that movie?
No.
But you just came out of nowhere with Funny People.
Yeah. I don't even remember him in Funny People.
Yeah, he was one of the comics in the first part. Yeah,
he was.
Okay. What? What's happening, Jeff?
He was in that show, Hey Teach, in the movie Funny People. He got put in that
right.
show.
Yeah, he was the guy, the comic amongst all the friends that was successful. And
yeah, the other guy, like his roommate
and Seth Rogen thought he was a sellout. Right.
Oh man, yeah. I love comics who have only done stand-up for 4 years and what they care about. You sold out. He's on a television show, dummy. This guy works at Ralph's.
Yeah, but it was a really bad TV show.
So,
who gives all right. Well, we know where your values are now as a as an entertainer. You just do any fucking thing just because it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good to know. But I'm also just stalling because Jason Schwartzman, that's a tough one. I think he's in a couple independent films that have quirky titles. Ah! Seven Chinese Brothers.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And I watched that whole fucking movie. Not even one Chinese brother.
There's no Chinese people at all.
Yeah. It's crazy.
A movie called Loser. It was like a 1990s. Yeah.
There's at least one loser in the crowd that agrees with you. Loser. Rob, do you got any more?
I feel like it's going to come to me, Doug. But you're really...
putting the pressure on.
You're moving faster than I've ever seen you move before. And I'm thinking about a movie right now. And it also stars a bunch of other people.
Would you rather compete in a mannequin challenge right now? Do you want to see who can remain still for the longest?
Yeah.
Would that be a better competition for you?
Yeah.
One guy in the back clapping.
That's
for
a
that.
Great podcast.
The mannequin challenge podcast?
Yeah, the mannequin challenge. Oh, wait.
It sounds just like Paul's ringtone.
I am gonna say...
You're funny, Jeff. Don't be in a TV show that's not funny.
Okay.
But what if I can make that show funny?
That's what Jason Schwartzman thought, and the show sucked balls. That was the point.
Like the Disney
and that's why he does Mozart in the Jungle now, because that show is at the top of the comedy game. Amazon original. Check it out. Right after you finish Goliath. Then it's supposed Red to be, Oaks.
Those shows are supposed to be and good, right?
They are. I mean, yes. They have, Red Oaks is supposed to be really great.
That was weird sarcasm you were throwing down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Just really proselytizing about Amazon.
Right, he's got one? You got one?
I got it. Godfather 3.
He's the fucking baby?
He's a little... No. Sofia Coppola was the baby.
In Godfather 3?
Well, yeah. She had a relationship with Andy Garcia, but she was a big fucking baby.
Oh, okay.
You meant like her attitude.
She was a big baby. Jason Schwartzman was one of the little children.
Okay.
He says confidently.
I think your smug tone went off.
I'm sure he's in that movie. Somebody look it up.
It seems like nobody look it up. It seems... I'm just saying you got that past me if it's not true. I'll, the corrections department will deal with it tomorrow.
He's in that, and so okay. Is Nick Cage.
He's not. Wait.
Prove me wrong.
I can.
I could see Schwartzman being a baby in
wait,
there.
Wait, we could just say we can see it?
Is he's
that
a
the
little
new rule
child.
Of the game?
He's
can
a,
you
at the
lie
wedding.
Effectively?
At the, yeah, at the wedding scene at the very beginning. John Savage is there. You got the whole deal. You got all the guys, all your friends.
Whose
and
turn
little,
is it?
There's a bunch of little kids running
is it
around.
Your turn?
One of them is Jonathan.
I mean, it depends
Jeff's
on.
Turn.
Yeah.
It's, go.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
I don't think he's in that one.
He is in that one.
He is in that one? Oh, I can't picture him in a red hat. So you're out, Jeff.
I'm out.
Jeff's out. I'm going to go with Moonrise Kingdom.
That's probably what I meant.
That's probably what you meant. Thanks for the assist. Paul?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Do you want to use your lifeline? You want to go to the wiener?
Yeah, I'll go to the wiener.
Slackers.
Slackers.
Slackers. Shit.
Fuck you, the wiener.
That was a good job, wiener. Okay, there is no Godfather 4 to save your ass nope. This time.
Nope.
You got anything?
The Jonathan Schwartzman documentary.
Oh, it's my about life. His brother Jonathan?
No, I'm out. I'm tapped.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna tap as well. So Paul wins that round, everybody.
I had a real good one if I was going to get kicked out, too. A real good actor to give you guys.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, maybe you'll maybe you'll get knocked out in this next round. So
do more than two rounds?
Yeah, we're playing to 2 points.
Oh, that's great. Oh
wow. Yeah, and Rob gets to pick.
I think I was out first.
Yeah, but I like Rob better.
I
brought
get to
a better gift
actor?
For the bag. He didn't bring his CD again.
I get to pick the actor.
No, Jeff gets the pick. I was joking around. You got excited there. Sorry about that.
Who would you pick?
Yeah, who would you
know.
Pick?
No, I don't know. I panicked.
Yeah, right.
I panicked.
People always do.
Yeah. I'm resisting the urge to pick Rob Corddry because I think that could be real fun.
It could be real fun, but I bet you he knows more stuff that he was in than we do.
I'm pretty sure I'd be able to win that.
But so I'm going to pick because I've always wanted to play Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn?
Steve Zahn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. All right. Steve's on. Jeff, you start us off.
It always sounds good, and then it's just like, shit. Who starts us off?
Jeff.
Oh. Yeah.
And then we'll go to
Rob. Steve's on movies. That thing you do.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
God damn it. It's the only one I could think of. That's a great movie.
Do you want me to do a different one?
It's a great movie. No.
Dude, I can change my answer.
No, you're all choked up. You got like Steve Zahn movies coming out of your ass. Steve Zahn was also in Oh, he was this really eager best friend. Fuck, I don't know. Oh, Beautiful Girls.
What?
Wasn't he in Beautiful Girls?
No.
I don't know.
Listen, Rob, use your lifeline.
I'm freaking out,
use
man.
Use Super Teacher.
Miss Moon? Paris, Texas. Thank you, Miss Moon. Paris, Texas.
Paris, Texas.
Sahara.
Yes, Sahara with McConaughey. Okay, I'm going to go Reality Bites. Let's go back to the beginning. JF?
This is my favorite one. This is my favorite Steve Zahn movie. It's called Safe Men.
Safe Men.
Oh, that was just so good. Shit. It also has Sam Rockwell in it. Yeah. Go watch it, everybody.
Sure it does.
Rob?
Oh, there's all sorts of movies. The guy's been in so many great movies. I mean,
like?
He's like the best friend you see in a movie, and you're like, oh, that's my... Love seeing that kind of movie. I don't know. Fuck,
what was
I
that one where he was like hanging out with his friends and they were all like, hey,
I can't. I am out.
All right, Rob's out. But you get to pick the actor next round. Paul?
I'm going to my lifeline.
He's going lifeline. Wiener, what do you got, what Wiener?
Strange Wilderness.
Strange Wilderness. Yes, of course. Very good. All right, my turn. I'm going to say Saving Silverman.
Damn it.
Jeff?
Forces of Nature.
Oh, with Bullock and Affleck?
Yeah, he played the eager best friend.
Oh, no.
A part that 15 years later would have been played by Rob Corddry.
I agree with that.
Yeah. You market corrected Steve Zahn out of the business.
Paul, do you have anything for Zahn?
I do. It's him and Mila Jovovich on the island of Kauai having a very exciting trek in the wilderness.
Oh, right. It's going great.
It's going great.
It's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that movie. Was
I can't think of the title of it.
Fuck the trip.
That was the working title. Fuck the trip.
It might be called. Damn it! Nothing. I don't got it. So close.
And, yeah, you don't have
anyone
your,
have that.
You don't
that
have
was?
Your wiener yeah. anymore. Don't say it, anybody. It's called. Shit. Let me move on to a different Steve Zahn. JFK.
Yeah.
Is he in JFK?
Are you questioning it, Jeff?
No, I'm not questioning
Steve
it.
Steve Zahn Jr.
He's not in JFK.
Why would Jr. be in JFK?
It's a different Steve Zahn. As per SAG.
Do you have one more, Jeff?
Steven S. Zahn.
Oh, no. Oh, you're looking it up, Jeff?
Yeah, he's in Rescue Dawn.
Yeah.
Daddy Daycare. That one.
Wow, he's you really were loaded up on Steve Zahn.
He's in some crap, but he was in some great stuff.
Safe What's Man the one we were trying to think of? Getaway or something?
A Perfect Getaway.
A Perfect Getaway.
You know what the one I wanted to, which I wanted to say, was Ridiculous Six.
He's in that?
Yeah.
All right. I'd count that, even though it was for Netflix. It's a movie.
That's a movie.
It's a feature film. All right, so that means that Jeff Tate's on the board with 1 point. And Paul has 1 point. And then Rob is here. Rob Corddry, star of Office Christmas Space. In theaters December 9th, have your own Office Christmas Party Jesus by going Christ. To Paramount.com or some shit.
Did we say the movie was Perfect Getaway? Yeah, we did say that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a good movie. I like that movie.
Which was the working title for Christmas Office Space. Christmas Office Space. That's essentially what it is. They got Jennifer Aniston's back.
Christmas Cubicle.
I thought when the title is Office Christmas Party, so I thought it was just like a Ricky Gervais HBO special. I honestly thought that when I
first Yeah, you're honestly
that
dumb.
Good.
And,
we'll
All right.
The title does have that little
Rob,
UK
you get a pick.
Let me ask you just quickly the strategy.
Please, yes. Let's get some strategy going.
Let's get some strategy. So I don't want to pick somebody that's too easy, obviously.
What was the name of the
Wouldn't
one movie you were in,
to
Jeff?
Do, like, Bill Murray, because then you would have, like, you would go really quick, and then you would start to hit a brick wall.
Yeah, that's a fun one. But, Jeff, that's what's the name of the one movie you're in?
Easy?
I was in a movie called A Strange Brand of Happiness.
And you know what? Well, you definitely
Hey, Rob, check this out. Jeff's only been in one movie. Yeah. It's called A Strange Brand of Happy. So you could be on the board with 1 point right now if you say, Jeff Tate, A Strange Brand of Happy.
I don't have points?
You have no points.
I feel like
in this particular game. You were killing it all night.
Destroying this game.
You were killing it all night. You only got to go first in this game for winning the previous game.
I want to look into the rules of this game. All right, I want to talk to the judges.
You're right. You have 7 points.
You know. Well,
you're far and away in the lead, but
so
if
the
you
strategy
lose this
then,
game,
the fun
it's
strategy
minus
6 points. Is to pick somebody like.
All you gotta do is say Jeff Tate is strange, kind of happy, and you're on the board.
Nah. Nah.
All right, so who do you want to pick?
Doug, have you been in movies?
Yeah,
you've been in one or two. I can think of.
I've been in a couple documentaries.
Yeah. I think these other guys would know those too.
I'm the surprise twist in a movie called
Tickled. I'm
going
to say, what was the name of your movie, Jeff?
No spoilers. I'd love to see it. Don't
say Strange Brand of Happy.
What?
A Strange Brand of Happy.
Jeff Tate.
Say it. A Strange Brand of Happy.
A Strange Brand of Happy.
All right, Rob's on the board.
Oh, man. I'm so good at this game.
Wait,
real quick, Rob. Go to Wiener. Wiener, do you have a Jeff Tate title?
Not in Super High Me, not in the background of that.
No, I didn't know him then. Are you kidding me?
No. As soon as me and Doug started hanging out, he put the kibosh on making movies. He just stopped making
documentaries. Yeah, why would I want him in the background of a movie? Totally ruin it.
Don't owe that. I would ruin it.
So is it me now because it's to me?
What?
Jeff Tate to you.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah, you were the first
one
out.
I mean, he gets the point.
I get the point.
Yeah. All right, great. So now
it's great strategy. So now it's a three-way tie. It's anybody's ball game.
Do I get to pick the person?
But, Paul, you were the first one to be knocked out because Wiener couldn't help on Jeff Tate.
Okay.
So you get to pick.
Hume Cronin.
Wait, a minute ago, you're Bill Murray. Bill Murray. No, oh. Hume Cronin.
Yeah.
Hume Cronin.
All right. I have a pretty strong feeling how this is going to go.
It was that Jessica Tandy.
H-U-M-E.
Hugh.
C-R-O-N. I think it's N-Y-N. Cronin.
Cronin.
Or maybe it's N-I.
Is Hume short for something?
Hume.
A very common name.
It's short for humorous. Hume Cronin. All right, so Paul, you start us off.
His name is Human.
Name a Hume Cronin.
His first name is Human Cronin.
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Rob?
Cocoon 2.
Okay. Jeff?
JFK.
No.
Nope, he's in it. He's in it. Prove me wrong.
No, he's not in it.
Watch all of JFK right now.
He's not in it. Do you want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, do you know any Hume Cronin movies?
Do you got any Humes,
Are you
Caitlin?
Sure? Okay, Hume Cronin. Can I guess? He was the host of 2020.
It's Hugh Downs. And
Hume
please,
Downs.
Audience, no answers. okay, so Caitlin doesn't have anything. You don't have anything.
No, I don't know who Hume Cronin is.
Smartly played, Paul Scheer. Let me see if I can come up with a Hume Cronin. He was in that movie, where it was. I'm going to just give some clues.
Where John F. Kennedy was murdered and Kevin Costner was a lawyer who's tried to solve it. It's called JFK.
No, I think he was in a movie that had three old guys become bank robbers. I think he was one of them.
Probably.
Yeah. The Crew.
No. Anyway, I can't think of it. And you know, he's been in, if we look at his IMDb, he's been in a shit ton of movies.
He's been in more movies than anyone that's ever been,
you know,
mentioned.
But I can't think of, maybe there was a film version of the Gin Game, the play he was in with his wife, Jessica Tandy, who was also in the Cocoon movies, but... yeah, that was well done, Paul. I can't think of any more. Do you have another one?
Batteries not included.
Oh!
Jesus. That's that movie about the old man and the vibrator?
Yes. And I was going to also say Trading Places, right? He's in Trading Places?
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's still my turn.
Oh, it's Rob's turn. It's Rob, what turn, do you want to say?
Okay. Trading Places.
Yes.
I thought it was over.
Plus, I don't even think he was in Trading Places.
I don't think he is.
That was Don Ameche and Ralph Bellamy. He tricked you. You're out. Rob is out.
Shit. Do you want to use your lifeline, Rob?
Yep.
Okay,
lifeline. Hugh Cronin. Ms. Moon.
Oh, you were? Shit. She had batteries not included, ready to go, but you don't have anything else? No other guesses?
You're a better teacher than I am.
All right. Jeff, do you have one?
I've been out.
I'm just curious.
I'm curious
if he's figured out who Hume Cronin is.
No. I'm like 90% sure it's a man.
Yeah. No, it just sounds like something a doctor would say to an expecting woman. I'm sorry, your baby has Hume Cronin.
Oh, no. Is it too late to take care of it?
He's probably...
Is it too late to...
Wait. He's probably in 12 Angry Men, right?
You got to figure.
All those guys are in 12 Angry Men.
All those older actors are in that one.
Towering Inferno?
Paul, are you looking it up?
Yes.
What did we miss?
Well, it's Cocoon the Return, not Cocoon 2.
Shit.
The Pelican Brief.
Controversy.
Oh.
Marvin's Room.
Okay. Yeah.
Marvin's
okay.
Room.
Leo DiCaprio.
Is that a bad movie? Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out. I'm picking the best ones here.
But he's been in a lot, right?
He's been, a ton. I'm going to go back to kind of his early stuff here. He was in, Parallax View.
Okay. With Warren Beatty.
The Gin Game TV movie.
TV movie.
The World According to Garp. Brewster's Millions. That's what I was thinking of.
Brewster's Millions?
Not Trading Places.
Fuck.
Brewster's Millions.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Shear.
And then a movie called, that's a lot of TV movies. TV movie. Camilla.
Those count, don't they?
No. I still don't know who this is.
TV movies.
Alone. Not as many as you would think. Night of the Hunter.
He's dead.
He was born old, Jeff. He always played old guys.
Yeah.
And
Lifeboat, the Alfred Hitchcock movie Lifeboat, Ziegfeld Follies, The Postman Always Rings Twice.
The first one, not the Nicholson one. Yeah.
And then,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, have you seen the Cocoon movies?
No.
Okay, then you're out. There's no way to tell you who Hume Cronin is if you haven't seen the Cocoon movies.
But also, there's no reason
for me to answer, are you?
No reason to go see the Cocoon movies.
No, I'm not going to see the Cocoon movies.
They don't hold up, the Cocoon movies?
I don't think. I just figure. Right?
They don't?
No.
They're still good? Brian Dennehy pulls his eye down and a bunch of blue light shoots out of his eye?
I doubt it's good.
Whoa.
It's not for us.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe I'm in it.
It's science fiction. It's got Steve Guttenberg.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm back out. Never mind.
The Goot.
Don Ameche?
It's not.
I'm more of a Fisher Stevens guy.
Oh, well, all right.
A Mannequin.
Challenge. I'll try to bring up a game that where an answer is short circuit in the next show.
Thank you.
Since you're such a Fisher Stevens nut. And congratulations to Paul Scheer for winning this thing.
Thank you.
Come get your prizes, Wiener.
Oh, he won the whole thing. Oh, wow.
You won it, man. You did it. You did it with your crafty Hume Cronin move.
There's your prizes over there. Hume Cronin for the win.
Wow, man. Who knew?
Now I play my ringtone. It's like, who is Hume Cronin?
What do you got to plug, Paul Scheer?
What do I have to plug? You can check out me and Nicolas Cage in the movie Army of One. That's and I'm on the series Blunt Talk.
With Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart, yep.
Yeah, all right. When you're like in the men's room with him, do you say, pick any stall in the aisle and go? Isn't he the voice of those commercials? No? Maybe it's Sir Ian McKellen does those commercials.
Maybe, yeah, I'll ask.
Don't ask.
You should wait until you're in the bathroom.
What?
Nothing.
Rob Corddry, star of Office Christmas Party.
Uh,
It's an ensemble piece.
It's an ensemble.
Yeah, but all great people. So some of the most
I'm
fun
like
people.
I'm like 8 or 9 on the call sheet.
So who was there anybody on that set that you hated? Like anybody?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, tell us. Give
Let's
us the
get
dirt.
Into it.
Yeah.
Let's
oh,
get into it.
Oh, we don't record this part. Who'd you hate?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, we stopped the recording.
Oh, good, good, yeah, good. So oh, my God.
Who really stinks?
Where to start?
Who's the smelliest?
Wow. Who's the smell?
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
What else is coming up for you, Rob? Anything else? Warm no. Bodies 2?
What do you got?
Warm
Bodies 2, I think.
Warm Bodies 2. No.
I like it.
No. I don't have nothing.
All right.
I got nothing. Let's do it. Let's do it. Give me something. I'll do it.
Okay. Office Christmas Party, the TV ideas. Show would be good, right? Would you do the TV show if they turned into a TV show?
No.
Would it be like a bunch of people who work at an office?
No. Yeah,
but it's every day is Christmas.
Looking forward to Christmas.
Every episode is a different office party.
We got to figure out this Christmas party.
Actually, that sounds like a really good TV show. I would do shows like, I would do Parks and Rec.
Okay, so if they reboot
them, 30 Rock,
which character would you play on Parks and Rec?
I would do Saturday Night Live.
Which character on Parks and Rec would you play? Leslie Knope.
I would play
Ron Swanson.
Yeah, I would play like 3 or 4.
Tom Haverford.
Oh my God.
He'd be good as
holy
a
holy shit.
Pert Hapley.
Jesus, stop it.
John Ralphio.
Stop naming songs. Can you grow a mustache?
Right now?
Yes. By the time we start shooting,
this isn't being dragged out at all. Let's grow mustaches.
It's happening.
You have to plug your nose.
Jeff Tate, what do you got to plug?
This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'm making an album in Minneapolis at the Comedy Corner Underground. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, go to that.
The day after Thanksgiving. And Saturday.
You deserve it, Twin Cities.
And then December 1st, I'm in Shreveport. December 2nd, I'm in Lafayette, both Louisiana. December 3rd, Houston, Texas. And justanotherclown.com.
All right, be careful with the weed down there in the South.
What are you talking about?
The end.
I don't smoke weed. It's illegal some places.
Now, super teacher, you didn't put a shithead on the back of your framed photo of all of your students, which I understand.
It's probably the kid's mom who made that.
These kids have really cool pajamas.
It's a really great looking class, I gotta say. Looks like a bunch of great kids back in 2013.
And you can call Trash Photos at 773-991-4144-something.
Yeah.
They
put together a great class
photo. To get a class photo, yeah. It's like it's almost, the picture's mostly window that's behind them. It's really...
It's angled really weird, good. Too.
It's like a weird angle. It's like at a Dutch
how
angle.
How dare you guys? These are children.
Yeah. Well, she's not the photography teacher.
She is... She's a superhero. You bastards.
I don't like saving
so
people,
who's your,
not these kids.
Who's your shithead? Okay. She's going classic.
Defoe?
Defoe, yeah.
I saw Willem Dafoe and Mikhail Baryshnikov do a clown play, and it was one of the most insane things ever.
That
at Royce
up.
Hall, right here in L.A., a full-on clown play for over 2 hours. It was a long,
and
long
you did time. Not enjoy it.
I found things interesting about it. It was
like, this is a 2-hour clown play.
Like, it was like, oh, here's a 14-minute scene of Willem Dafoe getting shot and getting going down in slow motion for 14 minutes.
That's slow.
Yeah, that was slow.
That's like bullet time.
That sounds awful.
Come get your lovely picture, Teach. Congratulations.
Thank you, Miss Moon.
Yeah, good job. And one more time for all of my guests, Paul Scheer, Rob Corddry, and Jeff Tate. If you write about this episode on Twitter, don't forget to hashtag it, stop saying songs. And... Doug Loves Movies is at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona at 420 on New Year's Eve. Have an early New Year's Eve night out or go do other things. Do it, you know, I'm not going to make your schedule for you. Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix, that whole region. I hope to see you guys out there. And thank you to everyone for coming out tonight to the Meltdown Comics. And as always, Willem Dafoe is a classic shithead, and 2016 is a shithead.